Hello and welcome to Intelligence Squared Business. I'm Head of Programming, Connor Boyle. Today, we're sharing an episode of Energized, a podcast brought to you by Intelligence Squared and Iberdrola. In this series, we bring together experts and policymakers to discuss the key issues at the heart of the global drive towards net zero and the innovations that promise to accelerate the energy transition and transform the way we live. In this episode, we're exploring the different job roles available within the green economy, along with the wider opportunities for economic growth that the energy transition presents. Here's our host, the journalist Kamal Ahmed, with more.
Hello, and welcome to Energized, a podcast series from Intelligence Squared in partnership with Iberdrola, where we bring together leading voices to discuss the big issues within energy and the environment. I'm your host, Kamal Ahmed, and in today's episode, the second in our series on the importance of green jobs in the energy transition, we're continuing to explore how reaching net zero presents an opportunity for economic growth and is not an inherent threat to people's livelihoods. To do so will require a drastic shift in the way that we live and work. The International Labour Organization estimates that the energy transition could create 25 million new jobs by 2030. To achieve that remarkable goal, we will need investment to ensure that jobs and workers are protected and rethink the way our business and employment models work. Usually on Energize, we speak to policymakers, academics, and scientists, but today we're doing things a little differently. Because who is better to ask about the types of role in and the skills required for a successful green economy than those currently working at the heart of the energy transition? So, we've been speaking to three Iberdrola employees. They have very different jobs and skill sets. They are at different stages of their careers and they work in different parts of the world. But they are all committed to Iberdrola's ambitious targets to achieve net zero emissions across their value chain by 2039. They are all part of Iberdrola's global green team. Their stories illustrate firsthand the new pathways provided by the energy transition. And it is a privilege to be able to share their stories and insights with you. First, we're going to hear from Jorge Martinez, a green hydrogen business analyst at Iberdrola Australia. And we started by asking him how his career at Iberdrola began.
My name is Jorge Martinez. My career so far is totally linked with Iberdrola, as I started 4 years ago with the internship of my industrial engineer master's degree in Valencia, where I was studying. I got the scholarship, a master's degree, master of Iberdrola, and I went to Bilbao to do a master in environmental sustainability and SDG, and it was a great opportunity. And in September of 2021, I was hired finally by Iberdrola, and I moved to Madrid. And then in September of 2023, I moved to Sydney to work here in the green hydrogen team of Iberdrola Australia. In Iberdrola, is green hydrogen business analyst, and can be summarized as looking for opportunities to develop a green hydrogen project or derivative, that is green ammonia, green methanol, right now in Australia. And some of the activities I'm involved in are the first analysis to know if a project is interested or not, analysis of different policies and subsidies related to hydrogen, preparation, meeting with potential off-takers, meeting with hydrogen technologies and learning a lot. And talking about a typical day, it's a bit complicated because it depends a lot on the session. For example, when we are preparing a project for a subsidy, we spend a lot of time in the more technical side. For example, with the session, we are more focused to try to engage different off-takers, but it's more commercial work, preparing meeting with them. But when I arrive to the office, I breakfast with my colleagues. The best part of my work, I think, is the people who are my colleagues. I was very, very lucky also in Spain and also here. I was very happy because I enjoy a lot going to the office. It's very hard to make wake up early to go to work, but when I was there working with my colleagues and having fun is really nice. And also I'm learning a lot with them. They are always willing to help me. Another aspect that I really appreciate from Iberdrola is that the huge size of the company, and it allowed you to have support from colleagues from the engineer team or the production team, and everything is much easier to develop a project because you have everything in the company. And also, it's incredible the international presence of the company that gives you the opportunity to go to live in Australia, like in my case. And I have also a very good friend working with Iberdrola in Brazil, in Germany, or in London. I think it's a great opportunity for the people who've been working on the renewable in the energy sector only the last 3 years. But I'm a bit optimistic, and I believe that the important change is taking place, because you can see now very important oil companies or gas companies investing in renewable energy projects. And also, for example, in the last COP, when for first time was said specifically that it's necessary the transition away from fossil fuel and towards renewable and energy efficiency. Despite this, there is still a long way to go. We need to do faster by now, because until today, the energy sector is the principal cause of the greenhouse emission. And at the same time, it's also essential the development of the renewable energy to decarbonize other sectors, not only the energy production. And it's essential the electrification of the other activities and other industry. And also the green hydrogen is fundamental to decarbonize that sort of a sector where the electrification is not possible. I think everyone who is working right now in Iberdrola is undertaking a decarbonization project, not only in the energy production, also in the environment and in other industry. And in my case, I would like to highlight I was working in Iberdrola, Spain, and I was like the tourist guide of the Puerto Llano plant. It was the first industrial green hydrogen plant in Spain and the biggest one in Europe. And basically my role was go there with the visit and made a short tour explaining how the green hydrogen plant worked and also why Iberdrola is working on the green hydrogen work. But I think it's very important today to share the sharing of information about why it's important the energy transition, and not only to everyone can understand. I believe the main change lies in only in how to adapt to this change, because it's a real change. The energy transition is economic, social transition. Most of the time we are talking about engineer and the technical part, but I think also it's very important to people from other job adapt to the energy transition, like lawyers, journalists, farmers, bankers, because the energy transition is going to affect everything. I would like to say that it's also a great opportunity to see the energy transition also with a social point of view, as by now the 10% of the richest people in the world we are the responsible of the more than the 50% of the emission. So I think also it's very important to see the energy transition from a social point of view. The sector is still male dominated. You can see in the majority of the roles on the different companies, but also it's true that at least in Iberdrola, there are more and more women working, and the ratio between women and men job is lower and lower. I have been very, very lucky, because also here in Australia and Spain, our green hydrogen team was near 50%. And also Iberdrola, I think, doing a lot of support of the women in the different sector. For example, they have a very interesting program in Brazil, whose name is Electrician School for Women. And they support a lot of the women sport in Spain. And also is international recognized that Iberdrola values for this company, but also we have a lot of work.
Next up, it's Inês Domingos, who is brand and sponsorship manager at Iberdrola Portugal. Unlike Jorge, she started her career outside the green economy. And that's where we started with our conversation.
So my name is Inês. I'm 29 years old, and I'm a brand and sponsorship manager at Iberdrola Portugal. So my career started like 7 years ago, and my first job was at a football club that's called Benfica in Lisbon, in the events and public relations department. And since then, I have worked in the food retail market, as a brand manager. And a year ago, I joined Iberdrola Portugal as a brand and sponsorship manager. Basically, my days are always very different because I'm always depending on what the business needs. So one day I could be like writing a briefing to the marketing agency. On the other day, I could be shooting a commercial or closing a partnership deal. So they are very different, but also very exciting. So I don't have like a normal schedule day. I'm doing different things and exploring new ways of communication. So before, I think I didn't had the urgent, or in my mind, I didn't thought about the sustainability and all the impact that my business and my work had on the planet. And now in Iberdrola, that mindset changed. So I'm always aware that my job and the communication that I gave into the people, it has to be effective. It has to be more sustainable. I am always looking for actions that reduce the carbon footprint for our communications. For example, we are prioritizing more digital communication. With the collaboration of our printer, we are starting to use recycled paper. And in 2023, in Portugal, we had a big project that was the implementation of the first green bus station, where all the materials are 100% recycled, and the energy that the energy of the bus station is produced by a solar panel that is installed on the rooftop. So I think that is an example of the work that we are doing in Portugal, and a specific initiative that is contributing to decarbonize the world. I am excited about working for Iberdrola because of their commitment to sustainability and green energy. Being a part of the Global Green Team allows me to contribute to meaningful environment initiatives. And what I appreciate the most about my job is the opportunity to make a positive impact on the planet by promoting and implementing sustainable practices in the energy sector. When I was growing up, there was no talk about the renewable energies, and we didn't see any solar or wind turbines. So now you see them everywhere in Portugal. So the evolution has been pretty fast, I think. And the advances also in technology and growing environment awareness have driven increased adoption of more clean energy solutions. We have access to free training programs in our intranet. And we also have almost every trimester, the company organized like training sessions to update and inform all the employees on new products, on new technologies, on new projects. So I think that helped me a lot because I didn't have the knowledge of this sector. I didn't know about what the energy sector was about, all the details, all the technology, all the terms. So that helped me a lot. Future trends for workers in the energy transition include a continued emphasis on renewable energy technologies, increased integration of digital solutions. Like in communication, we are always searching for new digital technology. How can we get in touch with our public in a more efficient way? And for sure, growing focus on energy efficiency. The challenge, you have to adapt to new technologies, like I said before, and address also the needs of cross skills, because this is like a sector that is always updating. There are always new ways of working, new projects, new technologies. So you need to adapt rapidly to new technologies. In Portugal, what I see is that we have more and more green jobs available every day. And I think that this has many factors, but I believe the main one is that most of the big energy companies that operate here are making big investments in green energy with the construction of solar and wind farms. So I think that allows more jobs in Portugal in this sector. I think that's it. And we are also very aware of the trends like the mobility, the energy efficiency. So in my opinion, to work in the renewable sector, you must have innovative spirit. You also need to be able to adapt fast to changing circumstance because the green energy market is evolving every day and there is always something new and you need to know how to adjust to that, like I said before. So I think that's are the main skills. I think the renewable energy field is dynamic and be adaptable and open to learning new technologies and practices, involve and stay informed about the latest developments. And I think you have to be open to new ways of working, open to new ways of thinking, because I think this sector allows you to think to the future.
And finally, we're going to hear from Kevin Liu, who is Iberdrola's country manager in Taiwan and an offshore wind project director. Like Inesh, Kevin's career began in a very different sector to the one that he now works in.
So my career so far has been quite an interesting one, I would say, even by Iberdrola standards. I've started off in the London insurance markets, working as a political risk consultant. I've worked in the public sector for the UK government and for the Scottish government. I took a break from politics to head into the world of whiskey and helped to build a brand new distillery on one of the Scottish islands. And I've now been working for Iberdrola for around 18 months. So my current role is heading up the Taiwan country operations for Iberdrola Renewables. It's a bit of a dual role insofar as managing both the country operations, but also heading up the two offshore wind projects we're currently developing, and that's really our focus for the time being. That's offshore wind. There is no typical day, I would say. We've got a team of 12, including myself, and we're split down the middle in terms of the commercial team looking after revenue, looking at contracts, procurement, and also looking at our government relations, and those being extremely crucial in our line of work. And then we have the technical team looking after the four main, as we call them, packages that go into an offshore wind farm: foundations, turbines, transmission, and installation. My job is really to keep the program going, keep everyone happy, motivated. You know, offshore wind is an extremely lengthy process, and it takes around 10 years to get everything started and built. So to be able to kind of keep on track and keep the program going is a crucial job, which I've been asked to lead on. As part of the political risk career, I got heavily involved in the resources sector because a lot of the clients were oil and gas companies and mining companies, and of course the green economy at that time. This was the sort of the early noughties, weren't really there yet. And working for oil companies was very different. It feels very different from my experience now working for a utility, let alone in the renewable space. A lot of the oil industry felt like, you know, people were willing to take a lot of risk, but it was high risk and high reward at the same time. Whereas renewables, you know, in the way is a lot more measured. You know, selling oil is very different from selling electricity or electrons. And there's been a period of adjustment, I would say, not just getting used to the so-called green economy, but also feeling motivated to protect the company's interests, but at the same time, knowing that you're contributing towards rolling back climate change in the market that you have a lot of very strong feelings for. So I think mentally, in terms of kind of adjusting attitude, but also the way we work has been super interesting. And I'm learning every day. And I'm probably the least experienced, I would say, out of the team here. And I'm learning from them a lot as well. I used to work for Scottish Enterprise, the development agency. And my remit there was around the energy transition and in particular, offshore wind and to an extent, hydrogen. And I would say attitudes are certainly shifting. You know, people are now talking a lot more positively about climate change, not because of the impact of climate change, which are of course getting worse if we don't do something about it quickly, but also the positive commercial opportunities that come out of the energy transition. And I think Iberdrola is very different in that respect, coming from a utility perspective, and particularly in Taiwan, where the utility sector, the electricity sector, has been largely monopolized until the past couple of decades and started to liberalize. You don't really see companies like Iberdrola operating in a market like Taiwan. And I think it's been very refreshing for a lot of people to see how Iberdrola operates, not just as a developer, but also as a utility of the future. You know, we always own and operate our own assets where possible. And that long-term perspective is something that the renewables industry really needs right now. Iberdrola has published, I would say, fairly ambitious, but rightly ambitious sustainability targets for itself. And we as a group, I would say, consider ourselves and pride ourselves on being a fairly clean utility already. You know, no coal, no oil, roughly 80% low carbon electricity generation. But there's so much more we could do around decarbonizing the broader supply chain. So for instance, making pledges to buy green steel, which is really at its infancy, but hopefully it'll become a reality over time. Looking at how to decarbonize vessels, which are crucial to our line of work in offshore wind. You know, can we encourage vessel operators or our contractors to start electrifying the fleet, to look at hydrogen-powered vessels, so that we can start to slowly decarbonize not just energy production, but also what goes into it as well. This is a very international industry. Energy is by default a very international industry. You know, a lot of the resources that exist on the planet are shared across nations and peoples. You know, a lot of the oil is contained subsea, for instance, and all of the wind we're developing offshore go across boundaries and national jurisdictions. So this is a very international industry. And I think that's been a really, really kind of motivating factor for me to continue to work in this industry, is just how open-minded people are. So the green job question, I think, has been, you know, maybe a little bit misunderstood, because it just so happens that the job is contributing towards rolling back climate change. But the professions that are contained within the industry aren't so different from others. You know, if you look at the renewable energy industry as a whole, you broadly need, from a technical aspect, you know, three or four types of people coming from kind of that particular focal group of disciplines. So for instance, you need mechanical engineers, structural engineers, and electrical engineers. And those three professions or disciplines effectively help to make up what we call the energy industry. It just so happens that we're applying it to the world of renewables and fighting climate change as a whole. I think one fundamental shift in the past, I'd say decade, is the number of jobs that have come onto the market as a result of increased activity across the world in the renewable space. I think a lot of the skills are transferable from what you would call conventional energy industries, and certainly in the offshore space. Sadly, Taiwan hasn't really had an offshore industry until now. It's got no oil resources, for instance, offshore. But in the case of the UK and in Scotland in particular, you've seen a lot of that green transition from oil and gas into renewables, and particularly offshore and subsea skills being highly sought after. And that's a great thing. And I think that natural transition now needs to be matched by companies with real long-term thinking, commitment to their people, and of course, attractive packages to persuade staff to stay in the green economy. And I would say Iberdrola ticks all of those boxes. If you speak to people who come from that technical discipline, there's always work. And as I said before, it's a very international industry. So it's interesting for people to kind of bounce around project to project and, you know, take on different technical challenges, engineering challenges. And that, I think, is what will keep people motivated, entertained, and, you know, hopefully they continue to enjoy the jobs. I would say a lot of the challenges that we encounter are political, and a lot of the regulatory challenges are inherently political, but at the same time, highly technical as well. So if anything, we need even more people who understand the intricacies and nuances of energy policy. And working as corporations, we can then work with our stakeholders, whether in the public sector or in civil society, to try and come up with energy policies that are fit for purpose and that are future-proof. So I would encourage more lawyers, more people from a public affairs background to join the industry. You know, lobbying is a dirty word in many countries, but it's really kind of advising on regulations and policy that we need a lot of and probably more of in the years to come. But, you know, I would say renewable energy and the overall kind of green economy is a very territorial thing. You know, it's very, very dependent on the environment in which you find yourself. You know, wind is very location specific. Solar is very location specific. Even if you're burning clean fuel for thermal energy production, it's also very location specific. So I would usually recommend those who are looking at green jobs to first of all focus on an environment which they really want to contribute towards fighting climate change for. So that could be a country, a particular jurisdiction, a particular area, or a particular industry that one feels very strong about, very, very passionate about. And I think in this job, you need passion, you need a bit of idealism, and you need the combination of those things to keep you motivated, because you know what you're fighting for. And if what you're fighting for is tied to a place or to an industry that you have strong feelings for, then I think that makes the perfect start. And then you start to contribute your technical skill sets, your know-how, and what you're good at to the overall industry.
Listening to Jorge, Kevin, and Inesh, I'm struck by the range of skills that their different job roles encompass. And that's just within Iberdrola. The energy transition is clearly not just the remit of scientists and wind turbine engineers. You need to truly build a global green team. Thank you to Inesh, Jorge, and Kevin, and to you for listening to this episode of Energized, which was made in partnership with Iberdrola and Intelligence Squared. Don't forget to follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also catch up on previous episodes, which feature conversations on energy infrastructure, the grid, electric vehicles, and green hydrogen. This episode was produced and edited by Bella Soames.